It's 5:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up in a few minutes, should Wisconsin have toll roads? Could be easier to put into practice under a change that the Obama administration is asking for. We'll hear what's going to change, and we'll get your thoughts as well.
First, the state's largest wildfire in 33 years happened 1 year ago today. A final DNR report reveals a fast, cool response and an investigation that gives an inside look at the major players in the disaster. Mike Simonson reports.
The Garin Road fire last May 14th torched 7,500 acres of mostly pine forest and destroyed more than 100 buildings, including 22 homes in Douglas and Bayfield counties. 350 structures were threatened but saved. It took 2 days to get the flames under control. The fire danger was high that day with dry conditions before the spring green-up.
Douglas County 911, what's the emergency?
There's a forest fire in Douglas County.
Records and audio obtained by a Wisconsin Public Radio open records request told of a fire that was quickly out of control.
It's taken off fast.
Yep, I understand. Attention, Gordon Fire Department, DNR, response to the German Road.
Ray Dewar Logging Company was billed $600,000 by the DNR for negligence after their equipment sparked the blaze. This is from a DNR interview of equipment operator Stephen Hankey the day after the fire started at the place where it started.
Within seconds, because I seen it starting to go where it started right there. I run over. Tried putting out my extinguisher. Well, by the time I got over there and the wind picked up, the flames were too big that I could do anything with it. As soon as those flames got big and I moved my machine as fast as it was, I didn't want my machine to burn. Did the best I could with what I had, and once it got out of hand, I took off.
Douglas County 911.
Hi, DNR dispatch.
Hey there.
We are responding.
Okay.
And we have two Rangers and four heavy units, and we will have a plane overhead at some point.
Oh, you guys rock.
But the tinder conditions and a sudden 90-degree wind shift forced the DNR to move command headquarters and the evacuation center. So the report says on-scene coordinators didn't plan for a worst-case scenario of the wind change. DNR Forest Protection Director Trent Marty says overall, communication between the 40 different responding agencies was strong.
It just wasn't a very good heads-up for firefighters coming there until they got actually to the fire that there was going to be a predicted wind shift. The wind shift was communicated well in the fire and handled well from a safety standpoint.
The DNR can order logging companies to halt operations on state land when fire conditions are very high. The Garin Road fire was on private land, and Marty says even if it was on state land, weather conditions fell short of that criteria.
No, I don't think the conditions were extreme and stuff in that regards. At any time, they never met that criteria and stuff, and we would have known those type of conditions were going to occur. The humidity was lower than predicted. The wind speeds were higher than predicted. There was just a lot of different factors that occurred.
On-site DNR investigator Gary Bebo did try to comfort owner Ray Dewar and logger Don Rodman.
There was nothing that was done intentionally. You've made every attempt to put it out, so I really do appreciate that.
Well, everybody here feels like
can't even sleep.
No fines were levied or criminal charges filed in the case. Marty says the teamwork was about as good as he'd ever seen, and he says there were plenty of heroes that day. This is evacuated resident June Thielen of Highland. Her hero was DNR warden Lance Burns.
I went to the door, and a man was there that said, "Evacuate fire, June." He even used my name, and all I saw was smoke, and I was just petrified. He said, "We have less than 5 minutes." I was so scared. I've got to find my angel. A voice behind me said, "I was there, June, it was me." And I turned around and I go, "Lance." I just hugged him. That hug went all the way to Scott Walker's office, our governor.
Burns was given the life-saving award from Walker a week later. He says there were a lot of responders who should not be forgotten.
There was a whole herd of other people and everybody pitched in.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.
This is Central Time. Coming up, a report by the New York Fed shows that household debt has increased for the third straight quarter. Is this good or bad news for households and the economy as a whole?
First, the White House may be paving the way toward more toll roads in the United States and here in Wisconsin. The administration has a proposal before Congress that would allow states to turn existing interstate highways into tollways.
The tolls would be aimed at meeting highway repair costs, and the proposal comes amidst a shortfall in federal transportation funding. Robert Poole joins us now. He's director of transportation policy at the Reason Foundation, and he's written reports on the possibility of toll roads in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, first of all, what exactly is the Obama administration looking to change?
What they're looking to change is to eliminate a federal ban on tolling existing interstates that are not tolled, but for the specific purpose of reconstructing and modernizing them. It would not be to make it a general transportation funding source.
And do you expect a lot of states to get on board with this if the change becomes a reality?
Last time it was proposed, about a half a dozen states were actively supporting it, including Florida and Texas. I think it depends a lot on what else happens in Congress. If Congress doesn't come up with a significant amount of highway money in the reauthorization this fall, and there's a huge hole in the budget for that, then I think if they do pass the permission for states to look at this, I think a number of states will be interested in it because they know they have a big problem. The interstates are their most important highways, and properly maintaining them and rebuilding them as they start to wear out is going to be a big-ticket item.
I want to throw this out to listeners to join in. Do you think Wisconsin, if this becomes reality, should consider toll roads, making some of our current freeways tollways? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. Robert, you've studied our transportation system here in Wisconsin. What's the case for a state like ours to consider toll roads in particular?
Well, you have an aging interstate system. A few of them were built more closer to now, but most of them were built in the original program that started in 1956. And most highways, even if they're well-maintained, have a pavement life of about 50 years. So that means that over the next decade or two, a lot of your interstates are going to be really needing to be rebuilt in order that they not deteriorate and really start falling apart. And that is going to cost a lot of money. I mean, the most recent study that we did, a nationwide study looking at it state by state, was that it's going to cost $6 to $7 billion to rebuild all the interstates in Wisconsin. Now, I know that one has recently been reconstructed from the state line up to Milwaukee, but that's the only part, as far as I know, that has actually had a reconstruction. The rest are going to need it over the next decade or two. And it's going to be the biggest highway expense probably in the state's history, given what things cost today.
And so, Robert, even with that argument, the cost that is looming, you mentioned the words toll roads to a lot of people who live in Wisconsin, and you're not going to get a great response.
No,
people just have this visceral reaction.
And how nice it is to get out of Illinois and get into Wisconsin.
Right.
But the question is, what, the alternative would be a very large fuel tax increase, gas tax and diesel tax in Wisconsin, unless there's some kind of manna from heaven coming from Washington, which looks increasingly unlikely in the federal government's budget condition. So it's a question of which way do you want to pay to do something that just about everybody, certainly your state DOT, believes will be necessary.
And we've seen some reaction already from parts of the trucking industry, businesses that rely on trucking, in part
right.
Concerned that, hey, this is going to drive up costs for them and, in turn, consumers who rely on the products they're carrying. Isn't that a real concern?
It is definitely a concern, and I just recently re-released a new Reason Foundation study called Value-Added Tolling, A Better Deal for America's Highway Users, that's on the Reason.org website. And we said, look, let's take seriously those concerns about users. This should not be a losing proposition for highway users. So we said, look, use the tolling, first of all, only for reconstruction when reconstruction is needed, or for widening if an interstate needs to be widened, and then only charge enough to cover the cost of that construction or reconstruction and proper maintenance. Don't make it tolls any higher than they really need to be to just do that job, and only start tolling after the major improvements are completed. So you're not paying while you have to sit through construction. You're only paying for something better than when it actually gets built. And finally, give rebates for the existing gas taxes that people would be implicitly paying. You don't want them paying tolls and fuel taxes on the same stretch of improved highway. So it's very easy with today's electronic tolling, like the iPass down in Illinois. You know who each customer is, you know how many miles they drove, and you know what the fuel economy of their vehicle is. So both trucks and cars could get a rebate done electronically, which could be, for example, deducted from their annual vehicle registration fee. So there's definitely ways to do this that would not be that painful to highway users.
We're talking about the possibility of toll roads here in Wisconsin with Robert Poole. He studies these issues with the Reason Foundation. The Obama administration has asked Congress to loosen up restrictions on states, allowing them to turn existing freeways into toll roads to meet maintenance costs.
And we want to know what you think about this idea. Would you want to meet expenses for infrastructure, the highways in Wisconsin, by installing toll roads here in Wisconsin? Why or why not? 800-642-1234 is our number. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email talk@wpr.org. We continue our conversation about toll roads now and whether Wisconsin needs them after the Obama administration asked Congress to allow states to turn existing highways into tollways. And our guest Robert Poole with the Reason Foundation makes the case that lots of Wisconsin roads need replacing, need upgrading, and this is one way to pay for it.
You can join in. What do you think about the idea of toll roads in Wisconsin? Like it? You don't? Well, if not toll roads, how do you pay for highway maintenance? Call 800-642-1234 or head over to the Central Time Facebook page and post your thoughts there.
We'll go to our phones now. We've got Bill on the line from New Berlin. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
What do you think?
Well, I say absolutely no to toll roads, and I'll tell you why. First of all, once the roads are paid for, the tolls will continue just like they did in Chicago, way beyond their need. It just becomes another tax, just like when they increased my water bill from $20 a month to $60 a month to pay for the new sewer. It was supposed to go away after the sewer was paid for, but it never did.
Okay, got it, Bill. And Bill's saying that once those tolls are there, they're there forever, even when the roads are paid for. What do you think about that, Robert?
I think that is the way it actually ought to be. We ought to be replacing per-gallon fuel taxes with per-mile tolls as the permanent replacement funding source, not simply as a temporary thing for a one-time set of construction. Because roads, highways always need maintenance. I mean, the toll might be able to be lower in the future once the cost of reconstruction is paid for, if you do that in less than 50 years until it needs reconstruction again. But the whole transportation community in America, people who study this professionally, believe that the gas tax is on a long decline, and because of fuel economy standards and so forth, you know, the miles per gallon required by a new car will be 54.5 miles a gallon by 2025. That's going to devastate the highway trust fund because it means you can go twice as far in a gallon of gas, and you're still wearing and tearing the road just as much, but you're only producing half as much revenue. So we really need to start thinking about how to replace the gas tax with something more sustainable.
Thanks a lot for the call. We'll go now to Dennis with us in Oshkosh. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. I do drive truck for a living in northeast Wisconsin, and this winter was especially tough on all the roads, the deep frost, and a lot of these roads need repair, rebuilding instead of just patching potholes. And so I would be all for a toll.
Dennis, thanks for the call. Somebody who uses the road a lot thinks it's worth the tolls to fix them up, Robert.
I think that's very encouraging, and I hope he speaks to his fellow truck drivers on that subject, because the trucking industry right now is very adamantly opposing and loudly opposing the administration's proposal.
Robert, is there any evidence or data out there, I should say, about how tolls affect crashes, accidents?
Yeah, there is data, actually, that shows that compared to a regular interstate highway, a tolled interstate is somewhat safer. Not a huge amount, but somewhat safer. And no one really knows why, but that's what the data do show. They're also tolled interstates are in generally a better condition than non-tolled ones, probably because they don't have to fight in the legislature every year for maintenance money.
And before we go back to our callers, I wanted to ask about the state of the art in toll road technology. It seems like when I drive in other states, it's come a long way from everybody lines up to throw money into a basket.
Absolutely. Cash toll collection is on a fast track to oblivion. States, Texas, Florida, Colorado, many of the eastern states as well are getting rid of cash tolling altogether and going with the EasyPass or iPass type of electronic system, supplemented by license plate imaging. If you only use the toll roads a little and you don't want to bother having a transponder, they can video your license plate and create a bill that way.
Okay, let's go back to our phones now. Mike joins us from Barron. Hey, Mike.
Hi. You know, I'm dead set against tolls, and the principal reason is that tolls are going to be taking a substantial amount of their money from cars, motorcycles, things of that nature, whereas it's well documented. It was documented in Wisconsin's Tommy Thompson's report on, in, I think it was called the 2020 plan, that heavy trucks and commercial traffic do better than 80% of all the damage on the highways and byways and roads and streets. And going to a toll system, which is going to put a lot more of that toll gathering into light cars and vehicles that basically are not the cause of most of the damage on the highways.
Gotcha, Mike. What about that, Robert? Should the burden be on trucking companies?
Yeah, he's absolutely right that heavy trucks do most of the damage to pavement. And so most toll roads in the United States charge 3 or 4 times as much per mile for trucks as they, for heavy trucks as they do for cars. And in the big study that I authored last year, we assumed a 4 times higher rate for trucks than for cars. And I think that would be the way it would end up being. The state DOTs all know this and definitely want to protect the roads by charging, you know, what's appropriate based on the damage people do.
All right, we'll go to Ryan in Racine now. Ryan, hi.
Howdy. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment that it sounds all common sense to me. I mean, we need jobs. The roads are the worst I've ever seen in my life in Racine here, and you know, I'm almost 40. They're really ridiculous. And it's just common sense that we need to do this, and if tolls, you know, the administration thinks tolls will get it done, then it should have been done yesterday.
Ryan, thanks a lot for the call. Robert, you know, we said earlier we were talking about a gut reaction against toll roads in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Do you see public opinion becoming more favorable as we've heard from a couple callers?
It's starting to change. I mean, I expected almost everybody to say no or hell no, but there's actually survey research over the last decade that shows if you give people the option of say, all right, we need to spend X billion dollars on improving our roads, here's your choices. A big increase in the gasoline tax, some kind of a new sales tax, property tax, or tolls only for the roads that actually need to be improved. People, the top choice in that set is tolls on the roads that need to be improved, because people figure out that if they agree to any kind of an overall tax increase, they're going to pay, and they're not sure they're going to get anything from it. But if the toll only goes on roads that are improved, then they'll only pay if they get something worthwhile in exchange by, you know, for a road that they use that will be better. So I mean, there's still a lot of opposition. It's a gut level opposition. But a lot of people also don't realize that electronic tolling is coming fast, and there's not going to be toll plazas with long lines and delays and having to fumble for change and all that stuff. That's history. That's gone.
Let's get to another caller here. Robert joins us in La Crosse. Hi, Robert.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I'm opposed to paying for the roads and the highways through tolls. My greatest concern is that our dependence on the internal combustion engine, that gas taxes, if they're raised, would continue to encourage fuel efficiency, encourage commuting, you know, carpools, encourage rapid transit use, you know, encourage electric cars. And that the real problem is climate change and not the wear and tear on our roads. Mm. So to accomplish real reform, we need to move away from gasoline altogether. So charging fuel taxes will continue, you know, to pay for roads.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. That's an interesting perspective. What do you say to that, Robert?
Well, the data show that when people are faced with much higher prices of gasoline, including the tax, they generally don't switch away from cars. They just buy a more fuel-efficient vehicle or an electric vehicle or a hybrid. And so a policy of a big increase in the gas tax is not a very – it's kind of a blunt instrument. It's not very fine-tuned for getting people away from gasoline. It just makes them more motivated to buy a different kind of vehicle, which is probably good. But we still have the problem of needing to fix the roads. So we need a sustainable funding source for the highways, and that's really why I think the per-mile toll is the best way.
Robert, in our last few moments, this is a proposal from the White House to make it easier for states to have toll roads. Do you think Congress is going to get on board with this?
I hope so, and I think there's a decent shot at them doing that. There's a lot of lobbying by state DOTs and governors the states are in desperate shape for transportation funding, and if Congress is not going to give them any kind of an increase, the least they can do is give them permission to try new things by removing obstacles like the ban on tolling.
Robert, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
That was Robert Poole with the Reason Foundation. You can keep the conversation going. Do you want Wisconsin to have toll roads? Answer that question over on the Central Time Facebook page.